Hello, my name is Theodore Monk of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I'm a freshman here on the University of Alabama campus. My story happened, I would have to say, pretty early on in fall semester last year, out in front of the Highlands, actually. I was hanging out with some of my friends, and it was Bike Purge Day. Now, I didn't know what Bike Purge Day was, but apparently that was the day, the last day, that you could get your bikes registered. If they weren't registered on that day, they'd be taken up by the campus for some reason. I'm not in charge of their bureaucracy. But what people around Highlands were doing for the bike purge was that if there was a bike that had not been registered, and they had an RA friend who knew it had not been registered, they would then take that bike and put it under their name. Morally dubious, but pretty legally sound as far as I can tell. And so I witnessed 90 minutes of one guy, a pyromaniac, stealing a bike. It started with he found the lock, and he started hitting it with a rock hammer. Why did he have a rock hammer? I don't know. But he had a rock hammer, and he starts hitting at the lock. That doesn't work. He gets like a little wedge. That's not working. And then he gets something, I think he says some kind of acid he had. Why did he have acid? I don't know. But he starts working at it with acid. Then he pulls out the axe flamethrower. What is an axe flamethrower? You know, it's when you get a can of axe and you hold it over a lighter and you use it as a flamethrower. These all had to work together in tandem for 90 minutes until finally the bike lock fell off and someone got a free bike. He also inadvertently stole another bike, but that was returned to the owner, and that's a story for another time. Anyway, thank you for listening, and later. Okay, this thing is locked.
Okay, that's fine. Well, it's still...
I'll cut it.